Well, well, so Twitter is considering buying SoundCloud. Well, welcome to a podcast about podcasting and about the issues to do with the possible purchase of SoundCloud by Twitter. Now, I'm a very big user of Twitter, meaning that I use it every single day. And I have a big interest in the success of Twitter and the survival of Twitter. But I also have a big interest in the use of audio for passing messages around. And, you know, this platform that I use a lot, Audioboo, use almost entirely for my podcasts, is in competition with SoundCloud. So now I find myself torn in all sorts of directions. Now, actually, as far as I'm concerned, I better make one thing immediately clear. My interest is in the people that use Twitter and the people that use Audioboo and the people that use SoundCloud, and rather than the companies themselves, which can come and go as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, so what does it tell us? Well, SoundCloud, by the way, is based in Berlin, right? And it, according to an article I have in front of me, it likes to describe itself as the YouTube for audio. And back in 2013, it said it had 250 million users. It got 60 million funding earlier this year. That meant that the company was valued at 400 million. And last autumn, that's autumn 2013, just before Twitter went public, it bought a company called MobPub. And that was an attempt to, I don't know, enable people to talk about music and share links to songs that they liked. Sometime last year, Twitter also launched an app which never really took off, which was going to be a Twitter music app. Then they finished it off in March of this year. So there's this whole thing about the link between instant messaging and audio is real live stuff. Stuff is going on. Both companies, both Twitter and SoundCloud, have apparently refused to say anything. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. What else can I tell you? There's a lot of stuff about advertising. Present, you know, SoundCloud would be particularly interested in what Twitter can bring along in the way of selling adverts alongside the music. So Twitter have a huge machine in relation to selling adverts, and SoundCloud would gain a lot by linking up with that. These are the kind of issues that I think must also be affecting Audioboo. Audioboo would like to be bought by a very much bigger player. I think whoever owns Audioboo now would presumably love for it to be bought by a very much bigger player, because that might enable it to have a more financially secure future. So, we will see what will happen. I'm shocked to read that Twitter users share SoundCloud links more than any other music service, more than Spotify. That did take me aback. I had no idea about that. Okay, that's it. The information I'm kind of summarizing for you is taken from a place called Recode, a link sent to me by James Corbett this evening, and the article that I'm looking at is written by a guy called Peter Kafka. So whether this is all very Kafka-esque or not, I'm not sure. But anyway, things are certainly getting pretty interesting on the audio podcasting front. Anyway, you'll probably find out lots more information about this over the next week or so. Bye.